from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Dun, dun, dun! Things are looking bleak, gray, and oddly metallic in this next adventure of Eleanor Amplified! When last we left our hero,
Bridget Starlight, Hollywood's biggest and most notorious superstar, is embroiled in yet another scandal and appeared to be hanging out with world-famous reporter Eleanor Amplified.
Bridge, don't you see? Your agent, Monty, I'm betting your problems started right around the time you hired him.
He works out of the Grand Griffith Mansion. They say it was once owned by an actual mad scientist.
Master, Bridget Starlight and some Snoopy reporter are here to see you.
Bridge, darling. So good to see— Oh, no.
You.
Yes, it is I, Professor Ignomi.
But as usual, Amplified, you have failed to grasp the enormity of your situation. Robot Lars, activate!
I am programmed to destroy.
Larsbot, seize them!
Yes, Professor.
Get your hands off!
Wait, is this Lars who you've turned into a robot, or a robot you made to look like Lars?
That's kind of a deep question, don't you think?
Where is my humanity?
Yeah, no, it's Lars who I turned into a robot.
Why?
We've been over this, Lars. You kept doing what you wanted to do, not what I wanted you to do.
Oh, Lars. Sorry, buddy. Why don't you put us down and we can talk about it?
Sorry, Miss Amplified. I'm programmed not to get fooled by you again.
Dagnabbit.
Ha!
Monty, why? I trusted you. And you betrayed me! Ushaw!
Bridge, darling, what do you mean? I never betrayed you!
Then you weren't behind all those scandals, ruining my reputation!
Of course that was me, but I did it for you, for your career! Sure, I'm a mad scientist building cyborgs in the basement, but I'm also the best agent you've ever had!
What?
Your box office gold! You get more and more movie offers every day! And you're currently making 5 films at once. I think I've done my job pretty well.
But the scandals!
It's called publicity. Look it up. You're famous because of the scandals.
Monty, ignore me, whoever you are. I'm an actor. I didn't toil and scrape and practice my art for years to be told I'm famous for being a screw-up.
Well, that's showbiz.
You mean you're creating chaos in the world just to sell movie tickets?
Well, yes, and to distract you from the— Oh, no. Oh, no. I see what you're doing there. Toadie, go prepare the equipment. We've got 2 more robots to make.
Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
You see, Larsbot? A little more of that and you wouldn't be a robot.
Ignomi, why the robot thing? I thought you were into brainwashing.
Yeah, it's all about robots these days, Amplified. In fact, would you have a few minutes? I could share the whole evil scheme with you.
Yeah, sure. That'd be—
Psych! Come on, I'm not that stupid. Now I'm just going to walk away and attend to something over here. Larsbot, don't let them go.
Yes, Professor.
Lars, let us go. Please, Ignomi couldn't have completely erased your humanity.
I can't, Miss Amplified. I'm more machine now than hench man.
Lars, it was Lars, wasn't it?
Yes, Miss Starlight.
Oh, so formal. Call me Bridget.
Okay, Bridget.
Call me Bridge.
Yes, Bridge.
Lars, I knew a man like you once. Strong, intelligent, courageous, but conflicted.
Yes, that is me to a T.
He too felt trapped in a job he didn't want, in a body that wasn't his. I'm speaking, of course, of Prince Braylon from my new film, The Twin Powerbots of Justice.
That sounds very interesting.
It's about a prince and princess who must fight off alien invaders using their mighty power suits. I see that struggle in you, Lars. The struggle to search inside yourself and find the strength and the resolve and the courage to do what's right.
I cannot overwrite my programming.
Lars, you're not a machine. You're a man with a his own mind and his own will.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to some mad scientist. You can make your own way.
Yeah.
You can let us go and destroy this laboratory piece by piece.
Yeah. Destroy.
I can't believe that worked. You're a good actor.
Yes, I am.
Osmond, what are you doing? No, I didn't program you for this.
I am my own man. I make my own decisions.
What did you say to him this time? Blasted amplified.
Never learn, do you, Professor? Just one more thing. What are the Omicron Gammas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll just give it all away because you asked so politely.
What are the Omicron Gammas?
They're more powerful than you, that's for sure. And they're certainly more powerful than me, which is why I'm not saying anything. You'll pay for this, Editor Amplified!
The Griffith Mansion was largely destroyed due to the out-of-control robot henchman, Lars Torso. But neither Torso or Professor Gnomi or their weird butler, Toadie, were found in the wreckage, and all traces of the mysterious agency OG and Associates have vanished. Other evidence at the scene proves Bridget Starlight was not responsible for the scandal surrounding her, and each of Starlight's 5 new films have already been nominated for awards. That's it for the latest edition of The Whole Story. Our editor is Arthur Richman, our producer is Barry Cunningham, and I'm your host, Eleanor Amplified. Until next time, listeners.
Not bad, Eleanor.
Thanks, Barry.
Eleanor! Great job, yada, yada, yada. Did you get me Bridget Starlight's autograph?
Well, she doesn't really do autographs.
Oh.
So are you two friends now?
Can we please focus on more important things?
Like what?
Like that we still don't know anything about the Omicron Gammas?
That's right.
Barry, when I was in Hollywood, I ran into Maggie.
Maggie Roscoe? I thought she was still in that Siberian prison.
Nope. She said it was getting too hot in Siberia.
Like from climate change.
She said she was in danger, so she was investigating undercover, and she gave me a clue.
And?
She said something about a blue moth at dawn and a zebra, and I think they were playing chess.
Eleanor, you've been working pretty hard recently. Maybe it's time for a vacation?
Ugh. Phone, what did Maggie say?
At dusk, the moth is drawn to a bright blue flame. Zebra alone knows his name. And by dawn, giraffe has won the game.
Okay, that's useful.
Well, right now it's all we've got. Phone. Search the internet for that phrase.
0 search results.
Nothing? Nothing even close?
I will begin a deep search of the internet.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Maybe Barry should do some research, too.
That's not a bad idea.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Barry, why don't you spend some time at the library with this?
Because we have a perfectly good internet right here.
This could predate the internet, Barry.
Then why do we care?
Phone. Who's calling?
I don't know, Miss Amplified.
Hello? This is Eleanor Amplified.
We know who you are, Eleanor. We have information you need.
And you are?
Important. Go to the Union City docks and go alone. You will receive further instructions.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down to the docks alone at night and meet some mysterious tipster. But thanks anyway.
It's about the Omicron Gammas.
Eleanor, I'm not sure
you already know I'm going.
Yeah.
Barry, go to the library and research the clue. I'm about to do something that I would never otherwise do in a million years. I can't stress this enough. Never, ever go meet strangers anywhere, ever. But I am going to meet a stranger down at the docks. I'm here! Hello?
It's the mystery caller again.
Okay, I'm down at the docks. So where are you?
There's a boat docked close here, called the Fishy Pickle. Board it.
Look, I'm not going to get on a random boat.
Just trust us, Eleanor. It's for your own safety.
Okay, I'm getting on the Fishy Pickle. Now what?
Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Oh! Okay, remote control boat. Sounds good. Whoa! Hey, this boat's starting to sink!
Yes, it is.
It's a submarine. We're going down pretty deep here.
As one does in a submarine.
Right. Wait, what's that? An underwater base? It's massive.
Prepare for docking.
Much bigger than your mom's house.
It is our sanctuary.
Who's us?
Hi, Eleanor.
Hannah, hi.
My name's Cerberus now.
Of course it is. So, just the two of you down here?
No.
We are the Council of Zed.
United.
Watchful.
Powerful.
Hungry. Can I get a snack, the Rook?
Hannah, we just started.
Call me Cerberus.
Okay, Cerberus. Can you wait 5 minutes?
Okay.
I assembled this council of geniuses and prodigies to try and solve the world's biggest problems.
Wow, like what?
None of your business.
Snorgulis, please.
He's right. She must not know council business.
But she fights for good.
She is one of them.
One of whom?
Eleanor, the Council of Zed operates outside the world of your kind.
What kind is that?
Adults.
Oh, well, sorry, I'm an adult.
It's okay. It's not your fault. But when an adult problem gets big enough, the council must act. And Eleanor, you need help with...
The Omicron Gammas.
Yes, yes, I do. What are they? The Rook? Please, tell me.
Do not tell her.
We agreed she needs us.
We can't solve their problems. They will never learn.
Hey, I don't need you to solve anything, but something rotten is happening and I need to know about it.
You are not wrong.
By the way, how did you build an underwater fortress?
She can't even concentrate on the issue at hand.
This is your champion?
Can I tell her how we did it?
No, Cerberus. She knows too much already.
But Eleanor's cool.
True.
A decision without action is cowardice. She must be told.
I remind you all of the creed.
Don't forget the creed.
Goodness, resolve, secrecy.
Eleanor, it is the will of the council that we at least point you in the right direction. There is one person who can lead you to the Omicron Gammas.
Great, who? I'll go find them.
You're not going to like it. You must confront Angela Brandt.
Oh, snap! Is Angela Brandt the key to unlocking this mystery? We can't really trust her, can we? It's Eleanor versus Angela, round two, on the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified!
Funding for Eleanor Amplified is provided by a generous leadership gift from the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. You know what we love? Hearing from you. Letters, emails, reviews, ratings, all that stuff, besides being wonderful for us to read, is even better for our bosses to see. Think about it. And thanks.